The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
I'd like to discuss in this shiur, Be'ezus Hashem, a concept which comes into play in Machshavas Shelo Lishma and Pigul, which we've been discussing the last several blot. And this concept in defining what is a Machshava, what is the Machshava Peselus of Shelo Lishma and Pigul, will have ramifications in two interesting areas in Halacha. One on the proper procedure for writing a Sefer Torah, interestingly enough, in Hilchas Tan, and the other in Hilchas Bedikas Chometz. So let's start with the Kachma aspect. Tosfos by us, in Samech Gimel Amud Aleph Divrei Hamasko, Reb Meir Sover, where the Gemara talks about if a person was mechashev, if the Oivid was mechashev in the Korban, Lamula Mularelim, we learned in the Mishnah previously that Lamula Mularelim is kosher, as long as there is the intent that the Korban should be brought Lamulim, it doesn't make a difference if one adds the Machsheves Arelim. The question is, what happens if one said Arelim at the same time that he was thinking Lamulim? So Taisi brings a raya in the Ramaskur of Meir that I'll read the Taisi in Zami, can be doctor read, the hod the kori b'chol duchti. This that's called in Shas, we always talk about a psul machshava, machsheves pigul mefagelas lavdavka. Does not mean a machshava. The ain't a pigul at shiyotzi b'svosov. Pigul can only be created by a dibur. This that pigul is created is only b'dibur, not b'maisa. So he says, not b'machshava, because if the thought of pigul would be enough, if a thought in kachim is enough to affect the carbon, then l'chayra, as he says, la'reilim, and he thinks in his mind, la'ulim, this should be b'basachas. So what we see over here is that what one says out of his mouth is not considered a machshava. Machshava is only b'dibur. This is Taisus's opinion, and it's actually not only a Taisus over here, it's a Taisus, one of the most fundamental Yonim and Taisus that's discussed all over the Yonim Kachim. It's a Taisus in Zvachim, a Taisus in Chulin, a Taisus in Bechayus, a Taisus in Zvachim is Daftal and Amin Beis, the Taisus in Bechayus in Nuntes, Chulin is, I think, Daftal Amites, and where most people meet up with it is a Taisus in Bav Metzi, Daftal Mem Gim Lamed Beis. And Taisus has two opinions over there, is Machshava HaMefageles B'dibur or B'machshava. The Raya of Taisus over here is discussed back and forth different Rishonim. Seems to be two schools of thought by the Rishonim. What's the basic thought process in this Machloikis? In Kol HaTorah Kulo, we don't find that Machshava can create. We have dinim that dibur can create a chalos in Torah. For instance, there's such a thing as a neder. A person could become mechuyiv in something, ayde dibur. A person could create dinim in the Torah, ayde dibur. A person could make a shvua. A person could, like we said, make a neder. A person could be magdish something. A person could be mechayiv himself to tzedakah, and so on and so forth. But machshava, we don't find, there's no precedent that, of course, there are things that one is not allowed to think about, or things one is not allowed to, one has to try not to think about, but we don't find that a thought can aser create any type of chalois. So some rishonim hold that the pasul of carbon is also creating something. You're creating a dover hamafagelos. You're creating a psul in the carbon that cannot be created by machshava. The others that understand not the way understand that what's creating the psul is the avoida that's being done improperly. Meaning to say, it's not the thought process of eating lachas mane, or the thought process when one is bringing a carbon oila of thinking about a carbon shlam that passes the carbon. The thought has the ability to define the act. The act is what passes. When the kohen is zoyrik es adam and he thinks that he's going to eat the meat from the carbon next week, and that's a machshav and a fagelos, it's chutzul manoi, it's not the thought that creates the psul in the carbon. The thought defines the act as a zuriko hamafagelos. It's the maisa that passes. So that we do have in different areas in Torah. We have areas in Torah, let's say, there's a concept in mitzvahs. We paskin that way. Mishnah Berurah all over paskins in halacha. Then mitzvahs tzichus kavana, which means that the thought process will define the ma'aseh that a person is doing, picking up a lulav, eating matzah, blowing shofar, sitting in a sukkah. Is it a ma'aseh mitzvah? Is it not a ma'aseh mitzvah? The act will be defined by the thought process which lies behind it. Shabbos, Melech Shabbos is a concept of Chalat Torah Kula. Misasek, there's Enim Miskavin. A person is doing exactly the same thing. The thought process defines or undefines whether it's a ma'aseh melacha. So too by a ma'aseh avoida, Shechita, Kabbalah, Elocha, Zrika, as that act is being performed, the thought process can inform the act and create out of it, instead of a ma'aseh avoida, can create out of it a ma'aseh peiselus, a ma'aseh mefagelus. That's the basic machloikis. There's a fascinating application of this idea. One of the more famous kashas that has been asked over the last few hundred years. In fact, there's a sefer written by Rabbi Yosef Engel, one of the great goyim of Galicia, about 80, 90 years ago, who, I think he passed away about 90 years ago, who called the sefer Gvuras Lashmoinim because he had 80 approaches on this kasha. What's the kasha? One of the lesser known karbonis is the carbon Minchas Soita. Minchas Soita is that when a woman was assured to her husband, the husband warned her not to seclude herself with a strange man, she's Bikinu Vistiru, she becomes Oslabala, her husband has to take her, described by Richus and Pashas Nosoi, to the Beis HaMikdash, and he's Mashke Hermi Mei Soita. As a preparation for the Mei Soita, and the Mei Soita would be Boidiker, if she had Chalila been unfaithful to her husband, then she would die, the Mayim would go into her, and her stomach would explode, as described over there in the Pesukim. In order to make the Hachana, that the Mei Soita should be Boidik, state in Pasuk, that she has to bring a Karb Minchas brought down, that it has to be from Soirim. Soirim is Michael Behema. As I'm preparing this shir, it goes through my head that we're holding Bimei Svir Soimer. Svir Soimer is all about transforming the behema in ourselves into a human being as we prepare for Matan Torah, which is why the korban of Pesach is the Soirim, because everyone came out of Mitzrayim without Torah. There's a tzad hadayim al behemoth. We count loimer because we're in preparation of transforming korban of Meichel behema to Meichel Adam, the Shtei Alechem, which were brought on Shavuos. In any case, she has to bring this carbon. And Frektach HaShayla, the kasha that was asked, that so many terutzim were set on, not 80 terutzim, it's 80 approaches. Some of the terutzim are almost the same, but there's for sure about 30 or 40 terutzim to the kasha. In any case, what's the kasha? The kasha is that if the carbon is, it's Mavur in the Gemara and Sota, that if the carbon was possible, then the Meisaita loses its ability to be Baidikar. And she'll drink through the Meisaita, nothing will happen to her. There's one man, the Amr Chum Daflamites, that holds, which is a Chiddush. All over the country we don't find this, but it's a man, the Amr Mishnah Chulin. Again, this is Nidcha Me'alacha. That the same way the Koyin, who's doing the Avodah, the Shechit Kabbalah Elacha Zrika, well, Shechit doesn't have to be done by a Koyin, but whoever's doing the Avodah, if he thinks Machsheva Shalal the Shema or Pigal that passes the carbon, so too, the Bailam that's standing and watching the carbon being brought, he can also pass on the carbon with a Machshav Shalal Lishma or Machshav Pigel. Ruvain is standing and watching as Koyin, Shimon, brings his behemoth for a carbon. If he thinks to himself that the behemoth should be eaten, Chutzl's Man, Chutzl's Mokam, it becomes Pigel. If he thinks that should be a carbon Shalom instead of a carbon Oila, etc., it will be a carbon Shalal Lishma. Chiddush, it's a day in a Mishnah, we don't pass him that way. Frekt, this is the Rabbi Yosef Engel, that according to that opinion, the woman always has an out to make sure that the Meisaita is not biting her. She knows she's guilty. She stands. Okay, she has to be a lamdin to know the kasha. But theoretically, the Meisaita is never foolproof because she can always stand. And she can always passel the carbon, shalal lishma, and or pigle, and the carbon will be passel, the Meisaita won't be biting her. There's absolutely no way of knowing whether the carbon was ever effective. She could drink the Meisaita. She was 1,000% guilty. The Meisaita won't be bited because the carbon wasn't brought. Ad kan hakushin. Adds a Yosef Engel to this kasha. That it's partial that the kasha is not as difficult a kasha if we understand, like some of the Rishonim, that Shalai Lishman Pidl has to be spoken out. You could stand, you could watch your lips the whole time. The whole avodah of the carbon takes about a minute. the kmitza, okay, we're talking about the Karban Mincha, the kmitza with the bringing to the Mizbeach, and the Haktar on the Mizbeach, hurry it up, it'll take a minute. Watch your lips very carefully. Listen to her and watch her lips. If she does not speak out the Machshava, then it's not Chal. So, you have a way of checking whether she passed the carbon. You can make her bring another carbon, and you can wait until she does not passel it, bring the carbon properly, and then you'll be able to be by the carbon may start. But the kasha is according to the Rishonim that hold the machsheves shaloi lishman pigel, like the opinion of different types, like we said, is bim machshava. One of the mahalchim, it's one mahalach which really branches off into 3-4 similar approaches, but the basic thought process in one of the mahalchim to this kasha is that even if Tosfos and all of the Shas say the Machshava Shel Lishma Pigel will be chal the Machshava and not be Dibur, but according to that Man D'Omar, where the Bailim is being Mufagel, the Bailim can pass Shel Lishma, that will certainly only be the Dibur. And all the Balei Tosfos, all the Rishonim will be masking that the Psul of the Bailim watching the carbon be brought certainly is only chal b'dibur, not b'machshav, in which case the kasha is not a kasha. You can watch your lips, like we said. Why is that true? Pashut, we just explained. What's the basic thought process behind this machlek Rishonim? Some Rishonim hold you can't accomplish anything with a thought process for chud. A machshav does not passel, will not create a chalos psul in a carbon. What's the pshat in the other Rishonim? The other Rishonim hold that it's not the machshav that's been passel. That's not passeling. The Maisa Avoida is passeling. What defines the Maisa Avoida, what gives body and what gives direction to the Maisa Avoida, is actually the thought process, but it's not the thought process that's creating the Chalois. It's the Maisa Avoida, the Maisa Zrika Shalal Dishma, or Maisa Zrika Mafagelis, that creates the Psul. Therefore, according to the Manda Omar, that the Bailam is standing and watching somebody else do the Avoida, that's for sure. He's not combining it with the Avoida. He's not giving direction to the Avoida. It's only a Machshava HaPoiseles. That's for sure. That can only be done B'dibur, not B'machshava. That's the basic Mahaloch, one of the Mahalchim, to answer this Kasha. Why am I bringing this up? Why am I talking about a Sugya and Soita? Because this has broad ramifications. Legabe Hilchis, writing of a Sefer Torah. The halachas of writing a sefer lishma, of writing anything, any stam, the halacha is that it's possible if it's not written lishma. Every letter of the sefer Torah, of tefillin, and mezuzah has to be written lishma. And the same question is asked over there by writing stam. Does the sefer have to say harezeh l'shem kedushas tefillin? And that's what we do. Whenever if we paint film, if we put a little ink on film, we mafit to say out the pen mole. Hareini oisa l'shem kedushas tefillin. Is that dibur ma'akev, or is the machshav enough? Everything that we're done with stam has to be done with shmo. So over there we have the same discussion. Kiva Eger, the Yilin Hashaz in Bam Tzid, Afnam Gimlam and Beit, says, Ayin Rosh Hilchas Sevetai. What does the Rosh say over there? The Rosh says over there, he discusses the two tzadim, and he brings from the Sefer Truma, and he brings from the Balei Tosfos. Does he have to be Moitzi B'Divur, or is it not B'Machshava? And the Ramah in Yeridei Reisha in Dalet brings to be Machmer, that when one is writing stam, or one is putting ink on tefillin, or one is tying the knot of tefillin, or even tzitzis, one is making tzitzis, one has to say out the Pem Mole that he's doing the Shmo. The problem is that the Tur, Minei Ubei in Yeridei Reisha in Dalet, asserts himself. When he talks about making the klaf or making the ritzuas, so there he says you should say it. Later on in Reisha and Dal, there's another halacha. Not only does everything with stam have to be made lishma, but when the sefer gets to an askori, gets to the Shem Hashem, there's halacha. The Shem Hashem is only kosher and stam if it's written l'shem askori, kedushas askori. Over there, the Torah clearly says, the Torah and the Rosh clearly passkins in the Ramah that way in Reisha and Dal, that over there machshav is enough. What's pshat? So over here again, we have the same split. Reb Chaim talks about this in his sefer in Hilchos Tefillin, and Reb Chaim says gevaldik. Reb Chaim says al derech what we just explained. Explains Reb Chaim that writing lishma, what you're doing is you're creating the sefer Torah, you're creating klaf, you're creating mitzvahs, you're giving it what it is, you're giving it a chalos
Kedusha Stam, Kachalois Kedusha Mezuzah. When you're making tzitzis, you're creating tzitzis, not just strings with mats. You're creating a mitzvah article, and it has to be done l'shmo. When you're creating something, makshav is not enough. It has to be done b'dibur. That's the pshat these rishonim. That's pshat over there. It has to be done b'dibur, but when we're talking about naskara, explains to Chaim, you're not creating a sefer Torah. The sefer Torah is a sefer Torah. The point is that there's a separate gzeis hakosel. Then when one writes Shem Hashem, the same thing is a lav to erase the Shem Hashem. When one writes the Shem Hashem, the writing has to be with a heightened awareness of Kedushas Hashem. It's not a pshat that you're creating a sefer Torah. You're not creating Kedushas sefer Torah, but your maisa has to have with it a yichud, a concentration, a focus on being on writing it with Kedushas Hashem. Giving focus, giving direction, giving body to a maisa does not have to be b'dibur. It's enough that it's b'machshava. So we understand the Ramah. Legabe, creating a sefer Torah, creating a mitzvah article. When you create something, when you shop something, when you make it, on a conceptual level, of course, when you make the chalois of that thing, that has to be done b'dibur. B'machshava will not create that thing. But when we're talking about being miyached the maisa, being miyached the maisa is enough b'machshava. There's one other application of this, which is in Erechayim. Simon Toflam and Al, the Beis Yosef brings two shittas. The Ran, other Rishonim, if Bittel Chometz is enough, believe, or you have to speak out, I'm being Mevatel the Chometz. We speak it out, of course. After we finish being Bodhis the Chometz, we have Mevatel Kol Chamir V'Chamir. After we burn the Chometz, we say also Kol Chamir V'Chamir. But whether one has to speak it out is a Machloikis Rishonim. What's a Machloikis? Same thing. Over there, there's a discussion in Rishonim by B'dikas Chometz, by Bittel Chometz. What is one doing when one's Mevatel the Chometz? The Gemara says, Be'etzem, the Torah already was mafkia. The Torah already said that all chametz in a person's possession is hefker. Why? Because there's a lot of ba'yiro, but there's not a lot of chametz. The chametz automatically becomes bottle, becomes hefker. No vot. If a person wants the chametz, so the Torah wasn't mitzvah meshusa, therefore he's over. But if a person doesn't want the chametz, then the Torah said, okay, the chametz is not his meshusa. That's what some rishonim hold. Other rishonim hold that one has to be mevatel chametz. You have to actually do something. You have to be moitzi et meshuska. It's like a form of teshbitzu. Being mevatel chometz is not just saying, I don't want it, so when it comes to shasis and the Torah, didn't put it in my reshus. What you have to do is actually destroying it mentally, or you're destroying your relationship with it mentally, by being mevatel. So that's how machlek is. If what you're doing is you're just revealing, you're just being miyachid, that you don't want the chometz. If you don't want it, the Torah didn't give it to you. So you're not over. That's enough machshava. Giving direction to your own sense of wants and not wants is totally the machshava. But if you actually have to create a chalois bikkul, you have to make a tashmisu in the chometz by being mevatlet, that might very well not be the machshava. When you create something, you do a chalois, it has to be bidibur, like we said. So there, the bikkul would be bidibur again. Over there we're machmir. The machlech is by kochim. It does not necessarily inform the machlech is by stam. The machlech by stam does not necessarily inform the machlech by bittul chometz. But the thought process behind all three is the same. Dibur and machshava. Machshava can't create. Dibur does create. Where are you creating? And where are you just giving definition to the maaser that you're doing? That's the idea behind all these varied halachas.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.